Mexican politician arrested in Texas with cocaine claims it was planted. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on November 4, 2022. A Mexican politician claims his recent cocaine arrest by U.S. authorities was a setup by political rivals with drugs planted in his vehicle. On Wednesday morning, U.S. authorities at the B&M International Bridge arrested Ismael García Almanza, the manager for the Matamoros water system, as he attempted to cross to Mexico. Jail booking information at the Cameron County Sheriff's Office revealed that García Almanza is charged with one count of possession of a controlled substance and his bond was set at $7,500. The arrest was carried out by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers before handing him off to the Cameron County Sheriff's Office. Law enforcement sources consulted by Breitbart Texas revealed that inside García Almanza's vehicle was a small amount of cocaine. After securing his release, García Almanza went to his office in Matamoros where he gave a video interview, claiming the drugs were planted for political reasons. "I can't talk too much about it because my lawyers are working on my defense. I was imputed with a charge I did not commit," García Almanza said. The politician claimed the drugs were planted and suggested CBP were waiting to stop him. García Almanza is the latest of a growing list of Matamoros city officials or their immediate family who had run-ins with law enforcement. In March, a Texas state trooper arrested Nayeli Villarreal, daughter of Matamoros councilwoman Rosie Perez, after finding a brick of cocaine in her vehicle. Federal prosecutors claim the woman smuggled the brick across a port of entry and was on her way to make a delivery before a traffic stop. After being released on bond, Villarreal fled to Mexico and has since been declared a fugitive by the U.S. Department of Justice with additional charges. In September 2021, authorities in Mexico detained a state prosecutor assigned to Matamoros named Olivia Ombriz Aguilar. The arrest came when state authorities arrested a top Gulf cartel boss while he was out at the beach with Ombriz and others. In May 2020, Tamaulipas state authorities arrested Rodrigo Ivan Sanchez Cantu, the deputy city secretary for social programs in Matamoros, after a short car chase. Officers found a handgun and bundles of marijuana and cocaine tied to the Gulf cartel. However, days later, a Mexican judge dismissed the charges alleging inconsistencies in the police report. In 2018, authorities in Tamaulipas arrested Luis Alfredo Biasi, who served as a top city official in Matamoros in connection with the smuggling of 1,000 bulletproof vests into Mexico. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.